Psalm 9, Part 2, Preface. It is a wholesome consideration daily to bear in mind that we are but men. Once, indeed, the name man denoted a most noble creature. Adam was made in the image of God, in righteousness and true holiness, endowed with immortality and made a lord of the earth. But blinded by the old serpent, man turned away from his Maker, and now, corrupted by sin, man must return again to dust from which he was originally taken. He is of few days and full of trouble. Why, O man, is your heart lifted up with pride? Are not you a creature fallen from the state of perfection? Must you not shortly become a prey to decay? Have you not sinned against the Most High, and do you not deserve to be cast into outer darkness, where is weeping and gnashing of teeth? Yet God has again highly honored man. The only begotten of the Father is made partaker of our flesh and bone, and in him our nature is exalted to the very throne of God. And now, as many as call upon this Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, are made children of adoption, and after this mortality they will again be clothed with immortality, and will shine as the brightness of the firmament forever and ever. Let us remember that we are but men, fallen creatures, dust and ashes, but men purchased by God's own blood and called unto his everlasting glory. Let us magnify the mercy of our God, as we are exhorted in the second part of the ninth psalm. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he makes inquisition for blood, he remembers them. He forgets not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that lifts me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Higgaion, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Summary. In this text, David teaches that God will not forget either the pride of the wicked or the lowliness and the sufferings of the righteous. They that fear not God are taken in their own cunning and are destroyed by their own wickedness. But they that hope in God will find help in time of need, and though for a season they must sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto them. The poor, the humble souls, have the gospel preached unto them, and from it they receive strength in the day of trial, comfort against death, and in the day of darkness it is a light of hope unto them. Remember to do what David here commands, saying, Higgaion, that is, meditate in the word of the Lord, and though earthly might and means fail you, you shall not want, for in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Prayer. Teach us, O Lord, to know and to consider what a vain thing man is, that we may walk before thee in true humility, not trusting in ourselves, but seeking thy grace in thy Son Jesus Christ, in whom thou hast promised unto us the forgiveness of our sins. Amen.